So today we're going to do Perek Shir Part 2. The second item on the list is the earth. The earth sings a song to Hashem. Now in fact, from all of the 87 items listed in Perek Shir, the earth is unique in that it is the only one that has a double pasuk, a double song. One song, Eretz Oimeres, LaHashem Ha'oretz Umiloa Tevel V'yoshevah. Yesterday was Shemayim.
Oh, okay.
Yesterday we learned about the Shemayim, the heavens. The heavens, the song of the heavens. Today is the song of the earth. The earth is unique in that it has two psukim. The first pasuk is LaHashem Ha'oretz Umiloa Tevel V'yoshevah. Okay, we say this every Sunday. We say this often in davening. The second, on Shoshan as well. The second pasuk, the Oimer, when we put it back in the Sefer Torah. And the second pasuk, the pasuk of the earth, is the Oimer, and also says, Miknaf Haaretz, from the corners of the earth, Zimiro Shamanu, we have heard song, Tzvila Tzadik. It's a hard expression to translate. There are many different translations. Glory to the righteous. I like the translation of beauty to the tzaddik. Tzvi, Eretz Tzvi also means beauty. Eretz Yisrael is called Eretz HaTzvi, the land of beauty. There's a popular medrash that Eretz Yisrael is compared to a deer. A tzvi, just like a deer, the skin expands to accommodate its basar, so too Eretz Yisrael expands to accommodate its children. But it simply means tzvi, beauty, the land that is beautiful. Beauty to the tzaddik, or glory to the tzaddik, or may the tzaddik have his will fulfilled. Ritzon Yerayav Yaseh, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu tziz tzivyono. Tzivyono means the desire, the will. The will, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man, created the creatures, they were all created bitzivyonam, in their will. Hashem asked every creature, every object, how would you like to look? What would you like to be? How do you want to appear? Do you want to be a pepper? Do you want to be a green pepper? A red pepper? A yellow pepper? What flavor? What? Tzivyoino. Every single object in creation was consulted with. It's an unbelievable concept. And they had input in how they should look and interact and their character, what it should comprise in its existence. So in that context, Tzvila Tzadik means is that may the Tzadik be granted his will. Every person has needs, wills, desires to accomplish things. Tzvila Tzadik, the song of the earth is may the Tzadik have his will fulfilled. Okay, these are different interpretations. Okay, now, here are the issues. First of all, it's a very big question. Why does the earth, from all of the creatures, is it the only one that has two psukim? No one else has two psukim. That's a major topic. Yesterday we learned the uniqueness about the Shemayim. It's the only one that actually tells us that they're speaking. Right? We learned yesterday that the Shemayim was unique. Shemayim Mesaprim. The heavens speak. They're Magid. Mesaprim Kvod Kelemase Yodav Magid Harakia. That's a unique character of the Shemayim. Because every single other object in Perek Shira doesn't speak. We have to figure out what they say. They're not coming forward and telling us what they say. The one who wrote Perek Shira was able to figure out, the pasuk here, this is the song of the frog. This is the song of the head of the sun. This is the song of the moon. We don't know what they say. We have to figure out. The Shemayim had a unique characteristic is that it actually told us what it has to say. Mesak v'kavod kel. Masa yodav magid harakia. So when you look at every single object in Perek Shira, you have to look at the uniqueness of that object and the uniqueness of its song. And what is unique about the earth is it's the only one that has two psukim. And that is a major question why. So let's give a few answers. The first answer is a beautiful answer. Is we have a famous chazal. Is a person allowed to derive benefit from this world? Or not? We have a contradiction. When one of the pasuk says LaHashem Ha'oretz, that's the pasuk that we just quoted, LaHashem Ha'oretz Umeloa. On the other one, we have another pasuk that says HaShemayim Shemayim LaHashem V'Oretz Nosan Livnei Adam. Contradiction. Whose domain is the earth in? Ours or Hashem's? Before you make a bracha, mal, if you derive benefit, yesterday's daf, not ni'ilah, but not this concept, but the concept of ni'ilah, if you derive benefit from the world without making a bracha, ki'ilu mal, you have stolen, you have taken from the property of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. After you make the bracha, Hashem gives it to you. That answer is used to explain the double blessing of the earth. The earth, when it looks at man, it says to man, I'm here for you, but before you partake of me, you must make a bracha. And therefore, I in my own right, La Hashem Aritzimuloa, I sing a song. I sing a song that I am the property of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, La Hashem Aritzimuloa. But after man makes the bracha, on the earth, on a product that comes from the earth, I'm a different earth. The earth now says, I'm no longer Hashem. It's an incredible idea. I am now under a new domain, under a new jurisdiction, man. And because I'm now under a new jurisdiction, it's a new song. It's a new shira. My shira now is, nikna from the corners of the earth, zemiro shamanu, tzvi la tzadik, the tzadik has acknowledged that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence, has recognized there is a creator, Borei Olam, and he's the tzaddik is beautiful for this, or may HaKadosh Baruch grant his desire, and may the tzaddik have kavod, have glory, have honor. And that itself is an amazing concept, because you are, what does it teach us indirectly? The way you sing is all relative to where you stand, right? You're from your perspective. If you are standing, your view, your perspective is from Shemayim, I'm part of Hashem's team. I don't know, you'll have to tell me, there's a certain expression about, there was once a dean in YU, he's famous for this, I don't remember the name of the dean, I don't remember the name, exactly what he said. He was very, very tough with the student. He was very, he was once part of the faculty. He first was a teacher. And he was gave the administration a very hard time. He was fighting the dean, and he was fighting the president, and fighting the administration. And then they made him the dean. They took him in. No longer are you the faculty. No longer are you part of it. You're now going to be the dean. You're going to be in charge of the faculty. And all of a sudden, he turned the tables, and he gave the faculty a very hard time. So they said, well, you were part of the faculty. You were a teacher. You gave the upper administration a hard time. Now that you're part of the administration, you know you should be sympathetic. Why are you turning the tables? So he said in the very goodness of
God,
it's your I don't know the words, but basically it's all depending on where you stand. Your approach, your approach to life all depends on your perspective, where you stand. Same thing, the Shemayim sings one song when it's under the jurisdiction of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Aritzim Loa. And then when it becomes under our jurisdiction, because we make a bracha, whole different perspective. Tzvi la tzadik. Beauty to the tzadik. So this is, yeah.
How does the pasuk Bezeiach Pechah, Tochal Lecha, you should be able to take from the Aretz without a bracha, because that's your shira.
That's a separate concept. There's both. You have to make a bracha, but you have to also, it's a klala. The klala is you have to work to make a living. That's the way it is. Okay, let's go to another idea. Another idea. Why there are two psukim? Another reason why there are two psukim. One is before the earth committed a terrible sin. What is the sin of the earth? The horrible sin of the earth. It swallowed the blood of Hevel. Right? Cain killed Hevel, and the blood was absorbed into the earth, and the Chazal tell us that it was a very grave sin on part of the earth for it to swallow, absorb the blood of Hevel. And the Medrash says, this is a Medrash, maybe it's a Yalkut Shmoni, I don't remember exactly where it is, that ever since the earth swallowed, the blood opened up its peh to drink the blood of Hevel, it was denied or recognized that sin was denied the ability to sing Shira from its peh. The only place they can bring forth song is from its corners of the earth, not from the normal place where Shira would come. In other words, singing Shira is a very great privilege. It's a very great honor. The Malach, the Sar Shal Esav, when Yaakov went forward the Malach said, Shalcheni ki Olah HaShachar, it's my turn today to sing Shira. That was my purpose of creation, to sing Shira. My Tafkid, that's what I want to do. You're denying me, you're holding me down here. I have to go. The earth's tafkid is also to sing Shira. The earth was denied this privilege, its tafkid, because of the sin of swallowing the blood of man. There's a lot of depth in what that means, what exactly it means to swallow the blood of man. The earth is also a participant in concealing the sin of man. But whatever that means, it sinned. And therefore, that's what we need now, a new pasuk. The first pasuk is this original song, La Hashem Ha'aretz Umaloa. Now that the earth sinned by committing the sin, the best it can do is Michnaf Ha'aretz, from the corners of the earth, only the corners, not from the pair. Zimiro Shamanu, song can come forth, and the song is Tzvi Latzad. Now let's go a level deeper to explain the significance of this idea. It's a very famous medrash. I'm sure you all know this medrash. Why don't we wear tzitzis? Why is it forbidden to wear shatnez? Why is there a shatnez laboratory? Because it's reminiscent of Kain devil. Kain was an oyved adama. Earth produces flax, linen. Hevel, Hevi Gamu Mibuchoro Sono, he was a shepherd. Animals produce wool. And there was a dispute between Cain and Hevel over controlling the world. Hevel owned all products of the earth. Cain owned all products of the earth. Hevel owned animals, livestock, things which live on the earth. They did not get along. Cain killed Hevel. And to remind us of this separation, this conflict between the two original children of the world, shatnez is us. A product of the earth, linen, does not mix with a product of an animal. Okay, that's shatnez. You all heard this medrash. What is the only exception to shatnez? Gedilim tasalach. Tzitzis are juxtaposed to shatnez. You're allowed to put wool tzitzis on a linen garment. And where do you put the tzitzis? On the corners of the garment. What's the purpose of the tzitzis? The purpose of the tzitzis is to remind you, you're not a balabas on this world. Don't take this world too seriously. Just because you own the earth, and you own the objects that live on the earth, and each one thinks they're in control, you have to realize none of you are in control. The one that's in control is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control. Don't take this world too seriously. When you don't take this world too seriously, you'll be able to live together in peace. You'll have land, you'll have livestock, and you'll live in peace. You won't have a taiva, kin, a taiva covered, to control everything. You can live in peace, because this world anyway is only temporary, and everything depends on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate Baal HaBas. So when you can come to that hasaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Re'isim Oso, Zechaitim, Eskol, Mitzvah, Shem, Vasisim, Osam, and V'loi Yisrach, Re'i Levav, V'achrei Neichem, then you can, once again, you can live at peace. They can be shatnez, the wool and the linen can come together. They two can come together. That's all alluded to in this pasuk. Mikinaf Haaretz. The first pasuk was recited at the time of creation. Kayin, before Hashem created the world, the earth sings Shira. Lashem Haaretz Simuloa. And then there was a terrible tragedy. Kayin killed Hevel. And the earth is partially to blame. The proof the earth is partially to blame is the earth participated in the sin of this conflict between Cain and Hevel by the earth swallowing the blood of Hevel. One brother swallowed up the other brother. And the earth was complicit in this. Swallowed up the blood. Right? No more will the earth's path seem Shira. The earth also has to learn to make tikkun, tzitzis. And that's why the earth is like one large garment and has corners. The earth is square. And whoever told you the earth is round? That's someone's lying to you. I don't know who told you this, Mishigas, that the earth is round. I don't know. I look at it, I see a flat land.
You're starting the square earth society.
from the corners of the earth, where the tzitzis hang, and the tzitzis is where you can have shadness, that's where we can rebuild the world, we can have tzilat tzaddik, we can once again live in harmony, live in peace, and we can be tzaddikim. And tzaddikim, what is a tzaddik? One of the reasons tzaddik is they support one another. We mentioned this a couple of times in an ashray. What is a tzaddik? So the Olam says, Pasha, tzaddik is one who overcomes his yetzahara. Yosef hatzaddik. Yosef was omitted in the Nisoyon of Eshes Potiphar. When a person has a Nisoyon and is able to overcome the Nisoyon, you earn a degree, tzaddik, the tzaddik degree. That's the essence of the tzaddik. That's one very, very popular approach. But there's another popular approach. The Noyach Ish Tzaddik. Yosef's a tzaddik. Why? One who supports someone else, who a masbir, one who provides mashbir, the one who provides support earns the title of a tzaddik. That's why we say tzaddik. We have three psukim together. Einei chol elecha yisaberu. Everyone is looking to your Kodesh Baruch Hu. Be'at nosim lohem es ochlam b'itou. Poseich es yedecho masbir l'chol chai rotzon. Tzaddik Hashem b'chol derachav. Tzaddik automatically means you support. You're the ultimate mashbir. The word tzaddik means to give, not to take. The chait of Cain the Hevel, the conflict was, they were trying to take. I have this, you have this, I want what you have, and you want what I have. There's a conflict, there's shatnes, there's a problem. The goal is, don't try to take, try to give. Go to the other extreme, be a giver, not a taker. The Mela, that's what the earth has to sing after the chait of the earth, participating in the sin of swallowing up the blood of Hevel. The earth has to do tshuva as well, together with Cain, and has to be a giver. To be a giver, you need to be a tzaddik. A tzaddik is to give. Then there'll be tzvi la tzaddik, and then that will be the tikkun. That will allow the earth to sing, to bring together once again the wool and the linen, and that is capturing the concept of shatnes, which is only permitted on the corner of your garment in the tzitzis, the knaf arts. Okay, so that's another approach to explain why we have two pesukim. Okay, let's go to another approach. Why we have two pesukim? The second pasuk refers to the coming of Mashiach. Now, what does that mean, the coming of Mashiach? This is a very famous chazal. The pasuk appears in Yeshaya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to make Chizkiyahu Melech HaMashiach. He wanted to declare Sancheiriv as Gog Magog, and Tzidkiyahu as Melech HaMashiach, and Chizkiyahu as Melech HaMashiach, because of the great miracle that happened the night of Pesach, when those soldiers, those 1,200,000 soldiers, suddenly died. And that's what was meant to be. He should have ushered in the Tkufa of Mashiach. What happened? Hashem was about to do it. Along came, and this is really perfect, you can't get a better chazal for Perek Shira than this. What happened? Along came the Sar Shel Olam, whoever that is, and said, Ribbono Shel Olam, it's not fair. Look at David HaMelech. David HaMelech, he authored Sefer Tehillim, 150, 48, 47, different ways to calculate the Mizmarim of Tehillim. And you did not make him Melech HaMashiach. Is he going to make over here? Here, Chizkiyahu, you've done from these miracles, and he did not sing Shira to thank you for this wonderful miracle. Is it fair to make him Melech HaMashiach? So Hashem said, you're right. You're right. We're not going to make him Mashiach. We're not going to make Sancheiriv Gog Umagog. We're going to wait. The earth was horrified when the earth heard that this Mashiach is not coming, and the earth said, Ribbono Shel Olam, you want Shira? I'll sing you the Shira. The earth says, Miknaf Haaretz Zimiro Shamanu. From the corners of the earth, song came forth, Tzvi La Tzadik. Do the will of the Tzadik. Tzvi also means the will. Make Chizkiyah Melech HaMashiach. Chizkiyah, he wants to be Melech HaMashiach. Give it to him. Tzvi, give him what he wants. Give the tzaddik Chizkiyahu, give him his will, make him Mashiach. We will provide you the Shira. Hashem said, sorry, Rozili, that's the next pasuk. I have my reasons, I do not want to make him Melech HaMashiach. So it comes out that this song that is being sung by the earth really is the song that's going to be sung with the coming of Mashiach. With the coming of Mashiach, This is the song. The song is Tzila Tzadik. This was the song that Chizkiah should have sung, but he failed to do so. So the earth is going to sing this song. So these two psukim in its entirety basically takes us, again, like the perspective idea. The song you sing all depends on your perspective. When Hashem created the world, the song that was sung was Lashem Aretz Umaloa. When the world will reach its shleimus, the song that will be sung will not be Lashem Aretz Umaloa, will be Tzvi Latzak. Because what was the purpose of creation? The purpose of creation is man. Adam was Yitzir Kapa. Man to develop, to mature, to learn about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to do HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. It takes 6,000 years for mankind, for Adam, to get trained, to come to the degree where man can be called a tzaddik. A man will be omitted in the son of the Yetzirah Hara, and the man will be able to come to be a giver and not a taker. That's the goal. And that was said prematurely by the earth at the time when Mashiach should have come, to make up for what Chizkiyahu did not. But the Sacha Kol is these two psukim are the pasuk of the beginning of creation and the end of creation. At the end of time comes the Melech Mashiach will come, and we already have an advanced copy of the song, of the album, of the song, because Chizkiyahu almost said it, almost made the song, but did not actually sing the song. By the way, why did Chizkiyahu sing the song? Says Shia, we learned this, we learned Sevi Yeshaya. I don't know who says this, but it's a fascinating insight. It was because he felt to be Bittul Torah. It says this somewhere. Because Chizkiyahu, one of his accomplishments was not Tzcheref on the Bata Midrashos.
It's in Sanhedrin, what you just said, the Gemara.
But Tzidkiyahu was deeply immersed in Torah and Klal Yisrael, and he felt singing she doesn't just mean you say Mizma Yiva Klap and Shul Mizma Sheikh Hanukkah Baisal David. It means a whole holiday. Tzidkiyahu should have made a holiday of Shiros Vishishpachos. To make a whole holiday would mean the Bittul Torah. 7 days of celebration, sing songs. He felt that it would be too much Bittul Torah. And that was a mistake. There's a time to learn Torah, and there's a time when you have to give appreciation. There has to be Shirois v'Seshpachas. Hayiluchot v'Hayiluchot. So it was a very noble reason why he did not sing Shira, because it would have taken away from the greatness of Torah. But you have to realize there's a time for Torah, and there's a time to sing. So this is one popular approach to explain what was going on in Chizkiyahu. Also, it's interesting that Perek Shira is singing Shira. It's a critical to sing Shira. Torah is not the only thing. You have to also have a certain sense of appreciation. Okay, let's go now. I'm not finished with this idea yet. Now, to tie into this idea, this refers to Talmud Mashiach. The letters, now, I don't know where to find this, but this is Rabbi Shur in his Sefer. I'd like to believe he elaborates on this often. I've seen this thing more than once, but I wasn't able to find where he says it. The letters Mem Chof Nun Pei, and then Tzvila Tzadik are the Man Sepach. There are 22 letters of the Aliphase, and then there are the N letters. The Chaf Seifis, the Mem Seifis, the Nun Seifis, the Pei Seifis, and the Tzadi Seifis. So we have over here the Omer Michnaf Ha'oret Zemira Shamanu, Mem Chaf Nun Pei, and then Tzvila Tzadik, the song is with a tzadi, it's Tzvila Tzadik. Who was the one that instituted the end letters? The Gemara of the Sanhedrin? The Tzofim, the Nevi'im. In other words, that it was not originally in use. In ancient times, we don't know the details, it's not clear, different opinions. It was not originally used, or they did not remember, they did not know which one appears at the end, which one appears at the beginning. The concept of the end letters was something which was not in full use in ancient times. The Tzofim, the prophets, the Nevi'im, they were the ones who instituted to use these end letters. In other words, why the Tzofim? Because what is a Tzofim? What is a Navi? A Navi is a person that has visions. All of Sefer Yeshayahu, many of the prophecies are all about the end of days, Mashiach, times of Mashiach, times of ultimate Geula, Yirmiyah, and all the prophets. A Tzofeh sees Mashiach's visions. What are the end letters? The end letters represent the concept of what's going to happen at the end of days. The letters of Geula. Maral talks about this. The letters of Geula. And in fact, they're different. Pakod, Pakadati, I don't remember all the details, that all of the expressions of redemption in the Torah, the double expression are in the Mansapach letters. Just one example of Pakod. Oh, so that is the expression for Mashiach, the ultimate expression. But for example, the pay. Moshe Rabbeinu said Pakod, Pakadati, double pay. Because there's the end pay. The pay, so this is one of the end letters. These letters are a code for Geula Yemos HaMashiach, these five letters. Four of the five letters, to some degree, have already come to be. Geula is a process, and the process has begun, and the process, to a certain degree, has already evolved. We're just missing the final piece of the process, which will put everything together. That's the Tzvi LaTzadik. That's the last of the end letters, which has not yet come to be. That's the Tzadi, the Tzvi LaTzadik. But all of the other letters already have come to be in our history. So this idea fits very well into this other idea of why we have two psukim in Perek Shira for the earth. We have the original pasuk at the time of creation, and then we have the pasuk, the advanced copy of the song that will be sung when the earth reaches fruition, when man achieves his purpose on this earth. This pasuk, Mechnaf Aretz, which was what the earth was trying to do when Tzidkio did not do it. Why dafka this pasuk? The earth says, Mechnaf Aretz Zemir Shamanu. We already have the Mem, the Chaf, the Nun, and the Pei. Those and that degree of Acharis Hayamim to some degree already has come true in this world. All we need left is the Tzvi LaTzadik, the last of the end letters, the Tzadi, to actually conclude the process of Geula. That ties in, that idea perfectly ties in to this other idea of why we have these two psukim. Okay, now, almost finished. I have one. I want to end up with a really, really good Vart, a gem, but I want to make sure I got everything before I conclude. Okay, the emotional shamashim that I really isn't included. Okay, this is just a small idea. Okay, this is not a major topic, but there's a famous Tshuvas HaGo'inim, response from the Go'inim, that it appears it was their custom, I don't know where, when, at some point in time, the only time you say Kedusha is on Shabbos. You ever hear this before? We say Kedusha every single day. Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. We say it twice a day in Shemona Esher. We say it in Nusach Hatzilah. But there used to be a group of people, I don't know exactly when this was, before the Nusach Hatzilah was put into a standardized, as we have it today, they only said Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh on Shabbos. Why? So it's a medrash. The medrash says that the malachim have six wings, corresponding, well, it's a contradiction. Contradiction between the prophecy in the Yeshaya and Yechezkel. Yechezkel had already four. The Gula, we lost Kvod Malchusa. The six wings correspond to Baruch, Shem, Kvod, Malchuso, Le'olam, Vo'et. What's missing today? Kvod Malchusa. And that's why Igala Aleinu Kvoid Malchuscha. What's the Nusach HaTfilah? Gali Aleinu Kvoid Malchuscha. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to restore the two wings that are missing. Originally, the Malachim had six wings. Then Baruch Kvoid Shem Baruch Kvoid Malch Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchuso Li'olam Voed. Six wings. Which two of those six wings have been removed at the time of the Chorban? The Kvod Malchusa. Baruch Shem Malchuso Li'olam Bo'ed. We're missing the Kvod Malchusa. Baruch Shem Li'olam Bo'ed. We're missing the Kvod Malchuso that has been diminished. And that's why we're misfal in the Shemona Esrei, and the Shemona Esrei, may you restore the Kvod Malchuso. That's what Klal Yisrael is missing. There's no dignity. We suffer today. We're looked down upon because we don't have the Kvod Malchuso in the Golos. Okay. But the Malachim have six. So it says in the Medrash that every single day the Malachim sing Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On day one they sing Shira. Day two they sing Shira. Three, four, five, six. But each one of those days corresponds to one of their wings. Now I have no idea what this means. This is all Sisrei Torah. Each one of their wings is what brings forth song to HaKadosh Baruch on each day of the week. Come Shabbos, the seventh day of the week, the Melachim say, Ribbono Shel Olam, sorry, there's no Shira today because He only gave us six wings. So, sorry, there's not going to be any music. There's a strike. The orchestra, they're out. No music today. So Hashem says, don't worry, I'll get by. I don't need you. I have another wing. My other wing is Klal Yisrael. They live on the earth, and they'll sing Shira to me. And the pasuk here is, that's this pasuk. V'oimer miknaf ha'aretz, from the corners of the earth. It doesn't only mean the corner, it means the wing of the earth. The Klal Yisrael is the seventh wing of the Malachim. Zimiro Shamanu, the heavenly abode says we hear song, and the song they sing is Tzvilat Tzadik. So it's interesting that this was the Dismutus Agoin. This is a halachic response. This is not just Stama, it's a serious business. That's why the only, as I told you yesterday, I want to try to also bring in halacha, not just agada. Too much agada is no good. You have to have a little halacha here and there, you know, to get your feet grounded on this earth. So this is what? This is quoted by the Tshuvas HaGaonim as a halachic source that the only time we should sing Shira, we should say Kodesh Shabbos, because we are Hashem's seventh wing, and this pasuk is where we learn that. The Klal Yisrael, we are the seventh wing, and the seventh wing is what we say when we sing Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Shamus and the Malachim have run out of wings. And what is our song? Our song is also, what do we sing on Shabbos to Hashem? We sing on Shabbos to Hashem Tzilat Tzadik.
We have an elongating.
That's what it says, the Shabbos Tzilat Tzadik?
No. Yeah.
That's part of the song. Okay. Show your Shabbos. Anim Zmiros, what?
We
don't follow the Shabbos Agoinim. We sing Shabbos everything.
We have an elongated.
The long Kiddush. We have the long Kiddush. That's a good point. And on Shabbos, we do expand upon the theme of the Malachim. We describe in much more detail exactly. So we do fulfill the Shabbos Agoinim. You're right. We do, to some degree, fulfill the Shabbos Agoinim on Shabbos more than the whole week by expanding upon it. And it comes from this Pasuk. And this Pasuk is really, we have to understand, is really the Shira Sa'aretz. So when we're singing Kedusha on Shabbos, it's a very interesting concept. When we're singing Kedusha on Shabbos, we're joining the earth. We are, man is Ofar Min Ho Adama. We have to remember, man is a product of the earth. When man sings, he brings with him the earth. He brings the earth with him. So we're singing the song of the earth. That's why it's included in the Shira of the earth. Okay, now let me tell you one last idea. Now, this last idea, I feel, is a gem. And it was worth this whole thing today just for this. At least that's how I feel about it. I really got excited when I... Sure, it's a very short idea. Rabbi Efsin is going to tell me because I do not have the pasuk on the tip of my tongue. But when Yosef, when the brothers came to Yosef, Yosef was very tough. He was very stark with the brothers. They come, they say, Yosef, we're starving you. The Mishnah Lemelech was starving in Canaan. There's a Rav Ba'aretz. Give us some food. Have Rachmanis on us, our father. So what does Yosef say? Miraglim atem. It's a bunch of spies. Right? You spies, we're going to lock you up. You're not going nowhere. You're not going nowhere. You're in trouble. So finally they escaped at a great price. Shimon. They left there with Yosef, but they came back home. And what do they say to their father? They say, Father, we had a really rough time. We met this person, the Mishnah Lemelech, and the way they describe him is... You said very good, but what else did he say? He said more than he said. What was the title? The title was, Diber Ho'ish Adonai Ho'oretz. What's the whole pasuk? Itanu kashos. They describe him like a father. What is he like? He has a beard. He has face. He has a bekasha. What does he look like? He is the ish Adonai Haaretz, the master of the earth. In other words, they told their father, this guy, he thinks he rules the world. He is the Adonai. That's powerful stuff. He is the master of the earth. He's in charge of the earth. Nothing happens on this world without his permission. That's what he thinks. He's a shugana. I mean, I'm sure he's a, what's the word for it? Megalomaniac. How do you say it?
Megalomaniac.
Okay, this guy went to his head, his power. He's the Adonai Haaretz. So what does Yaakov Avinu tell his children? We got to straighten this guy out. Prepare a gift, right? First, you're not going nowhere. Then there's a famine. We're Shimon. Okay, go back. Okay, you know what? We're going to be Mispalo. And we're also going to prepare a gift. What's the gift? Kehulochem Mizimra Saaretz. So Rashi there says not Tzri, low, different ingredients, different things, the only Paris of Eretz Yisrael. But the Hasidim say, okay, we once spoke about this on Friday, and it ties in really perfectly to what this says, go to him and tell him the Zimra Saaretz. Read for him Perex Drush, but it's more to it, of course. Bring him the Sefer, here. Go to the Ish Adonai Haaretz, bring him the Perek Shira and read to him the song, the Zimras of the earth. And what is the song of the earth? La Hashem Haaretz Umeloa. You Baal Gaiva, you think you're the Adonai Haaretz. You're making a big mistake, sir. La Hashem Haaretz Umeloa. And when you put yourself in the right frame of mind, then we can do business. We can talk business about who's going where, what's who's in charge, not in charge. So it's a very beautiful drush, and there's a lot of truth to it. But it's a beautiful drush that the Adonai Haaretz is the way he is described, and the response is the Zimras Haaretz. Give him the pasuk. Given the pasuk. I told you, I'm just a review, this is not really relative, but I told you, I don't know how it ties in the Tzilat Tzadik. Okay, maybe Tzilat Tzadik refers to, okay, whatever. That's the least folks in the first pasuk. Just to remind you, we learned on Friday, a while back, is that the Hasidim say, bring him Zmiros, a song. Present Yosef with music. What can you give a person that has everything? What are you going to give him? You give him food. He doesn't want your food. They have Egyptian food. They know how to eat. Bring him music. Bring him a song from Eretz Yisrael. Zmiro Shabbos. In fact, it says Vayechinu Asa Mincha. They prepared the gift. It was Shabbos. Chazal say there's a thing Arachayim. They presented the gift to him on Shabbos. And if the gift was a song, they sang for him Zmiro Shabbos. And what was the song they sang on Zmiro Shabbos? Lashem Aretz Meloah. And it makes sense because what is Shabbos? Shabbos is the day where HaKadosh Baruch Hu concluded Ma'aseh Bereishis. Vayichulu Hashmayim V'Haaretz V'Chol Tzemechal K'neim Shemekom Achto. Okay, Mekom Achto is not just, it's really everything together. It's not only the Aretz, but the Aretz to a certain degree is a catch-all for the entire Bria. Okay, we'll stop here.
Thank you.